Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Only Thursday, but a good day. Yesterday was a surprising mini superstorm. I just was not expecting that. I'm like, oh, there'll be a little rain. So what? It can't be anything like what we had Sunday, or, you know, over the weekend.
Well, it wasn't, but it was heavy.
It was just for those. Didn't last all that long.
About an hour and a half. Yeah. Well, most of my ride home, I took out the freeways out of the city, and it was chaos and pouring. Yeah. And I was like, I got to get off this road. So I took the coast, and it probably poured even harder out there, but I was the only one on the road. So
that's a good trade-off.
I didn't have to worry about.
Well, it might have actually been a quicker ride home. I'm sure that people were spilling all over the place.
Accidents, yeah.
For the most part, most of my trip is just getting out of the city, just getting up to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I got over there, it was coming down so hard that you couldn't see anything. And I just went basically 30 miles an hour all the way home on the highway. And I wasn't, not because I was like on the side going 30. Everyone was going 30. It was a lot of traffic and everyone was going really slow. You couldn't see a thing. You couldn't see. It was incredible.
We're nowhere near the King Tides, but with all the water, are you flooded at your exit right now?
Yeah, it was blocked off. I had to go further. It often is. It's, you know, if we get rain, it's just pouring down off the mountain and it just floods that exit.
Thing. Well, I don't know how new that is. Has that been going on the whole time you've lived there?
Yeah, it's, well, mostly just the King Tides and stuff. But a few times a year, they do have to shut it down. And more than a few times a year, you drive through 8 inches of water to get through that section.
The topic of climate change can feel so like gigantic that you don't even know how to.
I know.
But truly, we are seeing our coastline change, like permanent changes that you go, for 20 years that I've been going to this spot, it's looked like one thing, and now it looks totally different.
Yeah.
Like the last two storms have just, and there's some roads down south that have been in San Onofre that it's just washed out. The place that people go park and enjoy the beach, gone.
Yeah. And it's a hard thing to quantify because coastlines do change.
Yes.
You know, the ocean beats on them all day long.
Well, that's what I'm getting at is I'm sure it changes incrementally year to year. And you go, you maybe don't even notice, or
right.
Maybe one.
It's like watching a kid grow up.
Right? Hey, look at that!
I feel like it used to go out further here.
But the last 2 years, the changes have been profound. Like 6 feet of road gone, or
yeah.
Yeesh.
The thing that has been really killing me lately is when I grew up, and look, I'm pushing 60 now. So what? I know it's
what?
It's, what?
I know. I look kind of amazing still, but I am getting old. So. When I grew up in New England in Massachusetts, and
what's that like?
what, being almost 60?
Pushing 60 with the butt of a 30-year-old.
You know, it's actually, it's, you know, the gadunk-a-dunk. It keeps me young. It keeps me happy and healthy. I go home and I just twerk all afternoon because I'm like, you know, what else is there to do? Let's do that.
I'd do that for you.
That's hot.
Yeah.
It is hot, yeah.
Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
It's, no, who cares? Global warming. It's
there's this golden, gleaming gold glow coming off your seat. It's
yeah, well, it turns out
it.
I'm melting the polar ice cap with this thing. So you can blame global warming on my hot ass. Hey, what am I looking at here?
That's San Onofre.
Bryn has put up a picture of San Onofre, which you just mentioned. It looks like
road.
That used to be the road, the
yeah,
seawall,
right,
the road.
It's washed out, man.
It's the new coast. It's the, that's, you know, my dad used to always say, never buy a house on the ocean. I'm like, really? And then I started to think about it. I'm like, yeah, okay, that does kind of make sense. Like, that's okay. You know, the coastline does change.
Gnarly.
But it's not like they're cheaper. You know, it's not like, you, oh, well, it's on the coastline, so whoa, I guess we'll sell
gorgeous.
Super cheap. Right. So some people are paying
I don't even wanna
$30 million to live on the coast.
I don't even want to say it out loud, but it is one of those things. Like, if you're watching and people... Sometimes people with money just have so much of it that they're like, I don't care.
Oh, one of our houses fell into the ocean. Well, we'll find
but
another house.
I would think that trying to insure that with the insurance problems I've had
right.
just living where I live, and then now you're on the coastline that's clearly deteriorating.
This is where money being no object is the thing, because if you don't have a mortgage, you are under no obligation to insure your house. If
whoa.
You own your house, you don't have to insure it. And so if you have a gajillion dollars and you spend $30 million on a house, you don't even have to, like, who cares? If it falls off, I'll just build another $30 million house.
I would
think,
oh,
I lost a penny. Oh, no.
Oh, no, a penny. Oh, no.
I would think, I know that it sounds like that, and maybe for some it's the case. I would think there are some people going, when do we pull the trigger on selling this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Before
oh,
the
yeah.
value's mm-hmm. down.
Yes.
Like, that's got to be a math problem you're doing in your head going, I don't want to be the last guy on the block to try and sell.
Right. No. It's a, yeah, that's, it's,
and I,
it's
I,
a tragedy when someone's backyard has fallen into the sea and now they're like, wow, I can't walk out the back door anymore.
I love the ocean and wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I know. I'm
anyway, I wanted to mention because I've hit traffic, a road closure yesterday, today getting off at 6th in the city. Closed.
Oh.
Turn right. I went, what is this? So I don't know what's going on 6th, but.
Is that where you had the problem yesterday?
No.
Oh.
Yesterday
problem
was 3rd.
On 3rd.
Yeah, oh. So
and
you
third
skipped 3rd.
Still
third,
a mess.
Still bad. Spread to 6th. Tomorrow it'll be at 9th.
I don't know. I don't know
damn
about
it.
Tomorrow.
Damn it.
But,
so did they close the whole exit? Or you just
no,
you got off
got
and
off,
had to take a right?
And there was a police car blocking the straight path forward.
I see.
Which
yeah.
I would normally go straight. Past the flower shop, and there's yeah. some things. Little
I
markers.
Just, I knock wood that I'll not run into any of that stuff.
Your head's made of wood.
It is. It's wooden.
I'm reading a book right now, and it's in Maine. And oh. so I have a question for you because.
What book is it?
I don't even know.
Who wrote it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So far, so good.
I'll get all that right. for you. But the question is this. So this Maine, one of the things. First of all, I'm a Stephen King fan.
Yes.
Maine.
Yeah.
Like he's who.
Maine. He loves Maine.
If you say Maine, I think Stephen King.
Me too. Which is why I figured it was a Stephen King book.
It's not.
Okay.
And so Maine is this the setting. And first of all.
We're in Maine, like up in the wilds of Maine.
Near
up
the
north.
Coast. But they talk about the wilds because they say that 90% of Maine is wooded.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the few places that has that much wooded area.
Can you get the population of Maine for us? Like, it is so concentrated basically on the, it's all south and coastal, but close coastal.
1.3 million.
Total, 1.3 million
in
people.
In the whole state?
In the whole state of Maine.
In Maine, yes.
I think Vermont's like 600,000.
The whole state of Vermont doesn't even have a million people in it?
Yeah, but don't forget, they are way smaller than the state we live in.
645,000 people.
But they... I'll bet you Massachusetts is like 10 million people. Mm. And like Connecticut's probably like that too, Rhode
yeah,
Island.
But
those are much more thickly settled.
The Eugene Springfield spot I lived in Oregon for a few minutes there, that's probably 250,000 just in Eugene
right.
Springfield.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So
the
1.4
state of Vermont is
645,000 people. He just said, mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. It's
so
just,
you know, everybody,
you know, you, when I visited Joy in Vermont, she did know everybody. She lives in like the Manchester area and there's big towns like Burlington's good sized town, Manchester, good sized town. So anyway, back to Maine, 1.4 million people live in all of Maine.
So,
and they
I'm
all live
curious,
in the south part.
As you've thought about, even growing up, as you thought about where you'd live, whatever, was there any romantic notion towards living in the woods up in Maine?
Yeah. Maine is, someday, you and I will be done with radio, we'll be in our 70s, and I'll be like, Vinny, we're going to go to New England. I want to, you've shown me around in San Diego, I would like to show you around in New England. You would... The Maine coast is absolutely gorgeous. Forget surfing. You're not going to surf. Oh. The coast is gorgeous. It's like such a it's like that summer beach town thing. And then the woods, there's all these lakes. It's like a pristine lake with, loaded with mosquitoes and horseflies.
Oh.
And with pine trees and tons of deciduous stuff too. Like you'll see a rolling hill in the fall and it's just painted in orange and red and yellow. It's the most with dotted with pine tree green. It's like, well, even now it makes my heart pound. Like it's New England. So you, any little village you go into has all the little colonial homes that have been there for 300 years. It's really cool. So tell me more about this book.
It's just that they're painting. It's a neat picture that's being painted in the book, but also just, it's hard living. Like the person in the book goes, it's pretty cold out there. And the lady goes, this is barely chilly.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And he goes, oh, well, okay, but it's cold.
Yeah, for me, it's cold.
I'm cold.
There is no cold. It's just wrong.
I understand.
You got to find what the name of this
book.
There's
a lot of long underwear. You're living in long underwear when you live there, huh?
It's funny. I'm reading a book right now called Bear Town, and I believe that is also set in Maine.
I've never even been, but I'm saying when I'm reading about it, not to mention
everything. So it's not Bear Town.
No.
Okay.
And not to mention everything I've read from Stephen King.
Yeah.
There is sort of a, like, wow, all the woods and the rain and the weather and the, sure, it gets downright lonely.
I gotta know. Everybody guess. What book is Vinny reading? And maybe it'll, you know, 800-400-3697. No, send your guesses for what book he's reading.
I'll get it for you. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I can get it. Yeah, I'll tell you later. Yeah. But for now.
But I'm sure there are listeners going,
forget about all that. All right. Now let's move on to the next thing.
What's the next thing?
As I'm approaching the city before I find out my road is closed,
mm-hmm.
The red and gold lights.
Oh.
Glowing all over the skyscrapers here in town.
Yeah.
Right out our window right here.
It's
incredible.
The best.
It really is cool. We are together.
Niners.
49ers.
We got to stop doing that. It's not
why?
A thing.
Why?
Because it's not a thing.
I'm sorry, my friend. It is a thing. You have made it a thing. And everyone was singing along with me in the car. Shall we try it again? 49ers. Ba-ba-ba-ba. See, everybody's in. You can help yourself. Oh, yeah. Crank
up. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Woo. Actually, let's sing along with that. It'll sound like there's so many people doing it. Go. One, two, three.
49ers. Ba, 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 ba.
It's like a whole chorus of people. If only you guys had joined in.
It couldn't sound less cool. We got to stop doing it.
You're nuts. We just created a new thing.
It's fun with my little
people
kids.
People are going to start doing that at the games, and you're going to be like, we created that at the Hassan House.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. I just love it. I was singing it all day yesterday.
Well, I definitely am enjoying the spirit, the Niner spirit in town. I love the red and gold lights. It's really cool. And we're there. It's on.
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
And the coolest thing about it is, you know, the Super Bowl happens every year. And it's just, it is so much more freaking excellent when you have a horse in that race. Like, it's so fun and everybody's into it. And you see people wearing their jerseys and everyone's talking about it. And it's just fun to be part of it.
I got,
what'd you get?
Well, so I got Christina's birthdays on the day of the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
So I got her all this. I mean, I got her a bunch of different little things because it was another one of those birthdays where she goes, I have everything I need.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Just get her the cake she wanted.
I got her the cake. I went and ordered that yesterday.
Nice.
Banana cream.
Yeah. So
no, banana custard.
But banana custard cake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what she asked for. And I said that to the lady. I need a banana custard white cake. And she goes, okay.
Oh.
Whoa, what?
Wow.
She goes, yeah. She called
great.
The white cake chiffon.
Oh, chiffon.
Have you heard of that?
My mom used to call her pumpkin pie pumpkin chiffon.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really know about chiffon. Like, what is chiffon? Look up chiffon. Let's find out. Let's learn something today on the Sarah and Vinny
anyway,
show.
She was like, yeah, we
so the white cake, so a chiffon cake is a like a vanilla.
I guess.
Hmm.
I don't know. Or she screwed up.
I always think of chiffon as being like almost like a meringue, like almost like a.
Made with beaten egg whites to give a light consistency.
Oh, there you go.
Chiffon cake.
Oh.
Light sheer fabric. Oh, that's totally not the right thing.
Chiffon's a fabric, too.
Anyway. About that. So. Well, I got that done. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. So I got her some Niner gear.
Mm.
And I was thinking, you know, I'll give her a little bit early since it's, you know, we're trying to. So I go, hey, I'm going to give you. And she goes, it's not my birthday yet.
Oh.
And I go, well, don't be jerky about it. Let me give you something early. And she goes, it's not my birthday.
You are that guy. You have always been that guy. When will you ever stop being that guy? Just wait until the day.
When? Will she stop being jerky about me giving her an
she's
early present?
She's not jerky about it. She
I'm
doesn't want the present. She's waiting.
The Niners and heading into the Super Bowl and get her gear early. And then on top of it.
But then it'll be dirty on the day of the game.
I know.
Because she'll have worn it.
Hold on. Mm. And then unbeknownst to me, before I'm sitting here on all this Niner gear that I got her for her birthday. And she goes, I just washed all the stuff that I wore for the last game because I have to wear the same stuff for the next game. And I'm like.
I love a girl with some superstitions.
Damn it. What am I supposed to do now?
Just, she'll enjoy that stuff. She's going to work that in. She's still going to appreciate that, Ben. She just isn't going to put it on game day. And don't you let her.
I wanted to, like, give
Excuse
her
me.
A little
just
bit.
Choked on those
like,
words.
A day going, like, leading up. Like, here's a hat. Here's one of the sweatshirts because I got two.
Oh.
Here's a t-shirt. Here's another hat. Like, all these celebratory.
My God. You just, it look at he overdoes it. All the, right. That's like, he's making it rain.
Well.
It's a raining Niner gear on her.
Yeah, it's a Niner hat. It's not, I didn't like it.
Two Niner hats, two Niner
well, that's
sweatshirts.
True. Okay, and a
you know,
t-shirt.
And a t-shirt.
Right.
That's five Niner things.
Right.
You should have got her nine. It's unlucky to only get her five.
Anyway, I just went, hey, can't you just, does it always have to be so hard?
It does.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not my birthday. No.
It's work. But it's the best kind of work.
But it's the best kind of work, yeah.
Why can't you just say, that sounds great?
No. She doesn't want to.
No.
She doesn't want to. She wants to wait until it's her birthday. She sits down. She opens all her gifts. The whole family's around.
But you know what she's going to do? She's going to say, and this I know this is going to happen. She's going to go, oh, is this what you were going to give me earlier? You should have, because I would have worn all this to celebrate leading into the game.
You'll go, well, I guess then, next time, maybe you'll learn something from this, Christina.
Not be so jerky.
Yeah, don't be so jerky about it. By the way, everyone, please don't tell Christina what five of her gifts are. All right. Hey, we have a very special legal ID, and here it is now. Go.
And always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.